Ninth grade, English for Starters book. This record covers the second lesson from the second unit of Module 1. It's presented by Light Initiative and voiced by Zainab Shaheen. عزيزي الطالب، هذا النص عبارة عن قصة تحكي عن ملك أراد لمملكته بأنه تكون ذائعة الصيت بأحدث الاكتشافات العلمية، فأرسل حاشيته لجميع أنحاء المملكة للبحث عن أفضل العلماء المؤهلين لهالمهمة، وفعلا نجحوا بأنهم يجلبوا للقصر أكثر العلماء احتراما وخبرة، وهنيك رحب فيهم الملك وخبرهم عن طلبه أنه عم يدور على أفضل عالم بهالمملكة قادر يغير العالم باكتشافاته وعلمه. ولحتى ينجح بهالشي لازم يمتلك 3 صفات أساسية، وهنن أنه يكون ذو خيال واسع ويكون حازم بقراراته وشجاع أيضا. الملك عم يكمل كلامه ويقول لازم كل واحد فيكم يثبت لي أنه الشخص المؤهل لهالمهمة، بحال نجح بهالشي رح يكافأ بأضخم مختبر مجهز بكل المعدات والكتب المهمة بالإضافة للثراء المادي. بعدين أشار بإيده للباب اللي كان وراه وقال له أنه هاد أكبر وأضخم باب بالمملكة، والعالم اللي رح يقدر يفتح الباب بدون أي مساعدة رح ينال هالامتيازات اللي حكيت عنها. طبعا العلماء اطلعوا على هالباب بذعر أنه كيف ممكن لرجل واحد يفتح هيك باب بضخامة 100 رجل. بعض العلماء قالوا للملك أنه لازم يستعينوا بكتبهم ومعداتهم لأنه هيك مهمة بتحتاج سنين طويلة من الدراسة والتخطيط. طلع فيهم الملك وقال لهم أنتم ممكن تكونوا مصممين وحازمين لكنكم ما بتمتلكوا الشجاعة الكافية، لذلك أنتم معفيين من المهمة. فريق تاني من العلماء بعد النقاش المطول بين بعض قالوا للملك أنه هالمهمة بدها جهد جماعي وتوظيف لكل الأدمغة الذكية للوصول لطريقة، وبالنهاية لابد أنه نوصل لنتيجة. كان جواب الملك كالتالي: أنتم ممكن تكونوا أذكياء لكن ما عندكم الملك الخيالي الكافي، لذلك أنتوا خارج المهمة. وبالنهاية ما ضل إلا عالم واحد. سألوا الملك عن رأيه، فالعالم ما حكى أي شيء، اقترب من الباب، فحصوا، قاسوا، لمسوا، طرق عليه، وبعدين أخذ نفس عميق ودفع الباب بلطف. وإذ بيتفاجأ أنه الملك كان تارك الباب مفتوح، لكن ما حدا من العلماء السابقين لاحظ هالشي. وأخيراً لقيت عالمي اللي كنت عم دور عليه، صاح الملك ببهجة. وبعدها لخص العبرة من هالتجربة اللي عملها بأنه النجاح بيعتمد على 5 أمور. أولاً لازم تعتمد على حواسك لفهم العالم. ثانياً ما لازم تعتمد على افتراضات مسبقة خاطئة. ثالثاً لازم تتخذ قرارات صعبة وحاسمة. رابعاً لازم تتحلى بالشجاعة. وأخيراً ما لازم تتوجس من ارتكاب الأخطاء. Now let's begin. An intriguing story. The Door. A king wanted his kingdom to be famous for making new scientific discoveries. So he sent his servants out to faraway towns and cities to look for the best scientists possible. They found the most respected scientists in the kingdom, each one an expert. The king welcomed them to his palace. He said, "As you know, I'm looking for a top scientist. I want him to make exciting new discoveries that will change the world. So he must be imaginative, decisive, and courageous." Then the king looked at all the scientists and said, "You have to prove that you are the right person for the job. The person who does this will work in a fabulous laboratory with all the books, equipment, and riches." He pointed to an enormous door in the wall behind him, which the scientists hadn't noticed. "This door is the biggest and heaviest door in my kingdom. You must open it without any help." The scientists looked at the door in horror. How could a single man open such an enormous door? It must be as heavy as 100 men. Some of the scientists immediately said, "We should go and get our equipment and books, my lord. This problem needs many years of study." To which the king replied, "You may be decisive, but you're not courageous. You'll have to go back home." The other scientists sat and argued about mechanical theories, but in the end, they got together and told the king, "It's impossible, my lord. You should employ all of us to work on this problem. With all our brains together, we must be able to open the door." To which the king replied, "You may be clever, but you are not imaginative. You'll have to go back home too." Now there was only one scientist left. The king asked him to give his opinion. He quietly went to the door. He examined it closely. He measured it. He tapped it and he touched it. Finally, he took a deep breath and pushed the door gently. It opened easily. The king had left the great door slightly open, and the other scientists hadn't even noticed. "At last, I have my scientist," exclaimed the king. Success in life depends on five things. You must depend on your senses to understand the world. You mustn't make false assumptions. You must make difficult decisions. You must be courageous, and you mustn't be afraid to make mistakes. Comprehension section. Exercise number 2. Read the story, then answer these questions. Number 1. What sort of scientist is the king looking for? The answer is an imaginative, decisive, and courageous scientist. Number 2. What is the task the king has for the scientists? The answer is to open a large, heavy door without any help. Number 3. What do the first group of scientists suggest they do? The answer is, they suggest going to get their equipment and books in order to study. Number 4. What do the second group of scientists suggest they do? The answer is, they suggest that the king employs them all so that they can work together. Number 5. How does the final scientist solve the problem? The answer is, he went and pushed the door open. Number 6. What qualities does the scientist have? The answer is, he depends on his senses to understand the world. He doesn't make false assumptions. He makes difficult decisions. He is courageous, and he isn't afraid to make mistakes. Number 7. If you were one of the scientists, what would you have done? The answer is up to you. Grammar in context section. Should, must, have to. Exercise number 4. Copy and complete these sentences from the story. Number 1. You, space, that you are the right person for the job. The answer is, have to prove. Number 2. You, space, it without any help. The answer is, must open. Number 3. It, space, as heavy as 100 men. The answer is, must be. Number 4. We, space, and get our equipment and books. The answer is, should go. Number 5. You, space, all of us, to work on this problem. The answer is, should employ. Number 6. We, space, able to open the door. The answer is, must be. Exercise number 5. Making suggestions. Work in pairs. Give advice for these situations using should. The first situation. I am late. The answer is, you should go now. The bus leaves in 5 minutes. The second situation. I've got a lot of homework. The answer is, you should start doing it now. The third situation. I want to practice my English. The answer is, you should find an English pen pal on the internet. Pen pal is someone with whom you can exchange letters. The fourth situation. I'd like to get very fit. The answer is, you should do lots of sports. The fifth situation. I am hungry. The answer is, you should eat something. There is a restaurant down the road. The sixth situation. I've got too many computer games. The answer is, you should give some of them away. Give some to my brother. Number 7. I am going on holiday to the sea. The answer is, you should take some sun cream. It will be very hot. Now let's move to the activity book. Pages number 9, 10, and 11. Help box. We use have to express strong obligation when the obligation comes from someone else. For example, we have to wear a uniform to school. We use must to express strong obligation when the obligation comes from you. For example, I must go home. My mother is waiting for me. We use should to express mild obligation. For example, you should go and see him soon. Exercise number 4. Complete the text with should, shouldn't, must, mustn't, or have to, don't have to. When you write a story, you, space, remember to use the correct punctuation. The answer is must. Remember, in English, you, space, start a sentence with a capital letter. The answer is must. And you, space, forget to put a punctuation mark at the end of it. The answer is mustn't. To make your writing more interesting, you, space, try to use lots of descriptive words and phrases. The answer is should. You, space, write the story from your own personal point of view. The answer is, don't have to. But it's better to try to write about something you know about. Before you start, you, space, write a plan of what you're going to say. The answer is, should. And when you finish, you, space, always read your work through, checking carefully for mistakes. The answer is, should. Now we are going to read a story and answer the exercises that are related to it. One day, a traveler was walking along a road on a journey from one village to another. He noticed a farmer working in a field of crops beside the road. The traveler stopped for a moment, greeted the farmer, and said, "I've just been to the village in the mountains, and I'm now on my way to the village in the valley. Have you been there? Can you tell me what the village is like?" "How did you find the village in the mountains?" asked the farmer. "It was terrible," replied the traveler. "I couldn't wait to leave. The people were cold and unwelcoming to me. I hope things will be different in the next village." "I'm sorry to tell you," said the farmer, "but I think you'll find things just the same there." At that, the traveler sighed and walked on, looking unhappy. A while later, another traveler came down the same road. "Are you on your way to the village in the valley?" asked the farmer. "Yes," answered the traveler. "I've just come from the village in the mountains. Do you know what it's like in the valley? Tell me first. How did you find the village in the mountains?" asked the farmer. "It was wonderful. I'm sorry I wasn't able to stay longer. The people made me feel so welcome there. We had much a happy time." "So what about the village in the valley? How do you think I will find it there?" "I think you'll find things just the same there," replied the farmer. The traveler smiled and continued his journey. Exercise number 1. Read the story and choose the correct answers. Number 1. What is the moral message of the story? A. A positive attitude leads to positive experiences. B. You can't always manage to find happiness. C. Not everyone will be friendly to you. The answer is number A. Number 2. Why did the farmer tell the first traveler that he would find the village in the valley unfriendly too? A. Because he knew the traveler would complain about the people there. B. Because the farmer didn't like travelers. C. Because the farmer didn't want the traveler to go to the valley village. The answer is number A. Number 3. Why did the second traveler want to stay longer in the mountain village? A. Because he didn't want to go to the valley. B. Because he liked it there so much. C. Because he was a kind person. The answer is number B. Exercise number 2. Find words in the story that mean number 1. Trip. The answer is journey. Number 2. Plants grown for food. The answer is crops. Number 3. Unfriendly and sociable. The answer is cold. Writing section. Write a story about a day in your life that you'll always remember. Hell box. First, choose the topic. Think about a day when you felt happy, sad, embarrassed, excited, nervous, or angry. Second, make notes about the information for your story. For example, the worst day in my life. First day of my holiday. Our team was playing a big match. Didn't hear my alarm clock. Missed the bus. Ran to the sports center. Tripped in the street. Broke my leg. Went to hospital. Our team lost. I spent my holiday indoors. Third, write the title. Fourth, start with "I'll never forget." Fifth, use connectors to link the events in your story. For example, first, so, then, next, after that, finally. Sixth, finish with a sentence that sums up the day or describes how the day ended and how you felt. Answer this question. Look at the help box, then read Gary's story and put the paragraphs in the correct order. Number them from 1 to 6. First, I'm gonna read them in their disordered form, and after that, I'm gonna read them orderly. The worst day of my life, and the very worst thing was, I spent my holiday indoors instead of having fun with my friends outside. I'll never forget the first day of my holiday last year. It was the worst day too. Next, I was lying on the ground in pain. After that, I don't remember much about what happened, but I ended up in hospital somehow with a broken leg. First, I overslept. I didn't hear my alarm clock, so I was late for the bus and my football match. But that wasn't all. My team finally played the match without me and lost. Then I dressed quickly and ran down the street to the sports center. I was running so fast, I tripped and fell. Now the story after being ordered would become as the following. I'll never forget the first day of my holiday last year. It was the worst day too. First, I overslept. I didn't hear my alarm clock, so I was late for the bus and my football match. Then I dressed quickly and ran down the street to the sports center. I was running so fast, I tripped and fell. Next, I was lying on the ground in pain. After that, I don't remember much about what happened, but I ended up in hospital somehow with a broken leg. But that wasn't all. My team finally played the match without me and lost. And the very worst thing was I spent my holiday indoors instead of having fun with my friends outside. The end of the lesson and the record. Wish you all the best.